Matthew chapter 22. And Jesus answered and spoke again in parables to them, saying, The kingdom of the heavens has become like a king who prepared a wedding feast for his son. And he sent his slaves to call those who had been called to the wedding feast, yet they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, Tell those who have been called, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatted cattle have been slain, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding feast. But they disregarded it and went off, one to his own field and another to his business. And the rest took hold of his slaves, treated them shamefully, and killed them. And the king became angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, The wedding feast is ready, but those who have been called were not worthy. Go therefore to the crossroads, and as many as you find, call to the wedding feast. And those slaves went out into the streets, and gathered all whom they found, both evil and good. And the wedding feast was filled with those reclining at table. But when the king came in to look at those reclining at table, he saw there a man who was not clothed with a wedding garment. And he said to him, Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, Bind his feet and hands, and cast him out into the outer darkness. In that place there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Then the Pharisees went and took counsel how they might ensnare him in his words. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true, and that you teach the way of God in truth, and do not fear anyone, for you do not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, Why do you tempt me, hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tribute. And they brought to him a denarius. And he said to them, Whose is this image and inscription? They said, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Render then the things that are Caesar's to Caesar, and the things that are God's to God. And when they heard this, they marveled, and they left him and went away. On that day some Sadducees, who say that there is no resurrection, came to him and questioned him, saying, Teacher, Moses said, If anyone dies and does not have children, his brother as next of kin shall marry his wife and raise up seed to his brother. Now there were seven brothers with us, and the first married and died, and having no seed, he left his wife to his brother, likewise also the second and the third until the seventh. And last of all, the woman died. In the resurrection, then, whose wife will she be of the seven? For they all had her. And Jesus answered and said to them, You err, not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the crowds heard this, they were astounded at his teaching. But the Pharisees, when they heard that he had muzzled the Sadducees, gathered themselves together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus questioned them, saying, "What do you think concerning the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "David's." He said to them, "How then does David in spirit call him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies underneath your feet'? If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor did anyone from that day dare to question him any more.